Every 5 years, lawmakers wrangle over how much money should be in the farm bill for those who produce things like corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, sugar, fruits, vegetables, milk, and even wine. Dairy farmer Sue Beitlick is president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
The program is there to act as a safety net when prices drop really low or when we have problems like we do right now with the weather, that we can continue farming, that, you know, there'll be a helping hand for us, not a handout.
And that's the rub. How much money should be available for this and who should get it? Beef and grain farmer Jim Holt is a board member of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau. He says when there's a government program, some will take risks they wouldn't otherwise.
I think it's much better for us as an industry and the country as a whole to have market signals really impact my decisions and my neighbor's decisions if we decide what commodities to produce or to grow.
In fact, the beef industry that Holt is part of is not part of a commodity program.
I think if you polled 100 beef producers around the country, you'd find 95 that don't want to change that. They prefer their independence. They prefer relying on their ability to adapt and to be good businessmen, and I guess I would be amongst those.
To avoid income loss, Holt says most beef farmers protect themselves with insurance and market savvy. Still, most government programs were added because of unpredictable events that could put a farmer out of business. Who should get a payment is one of the most contentious issues. Because some wealthy celebrities took advantage of government programs in the past, lawmakers are anxious to lower caps on subsidies. The House passed its version of the Farm Bill in July. Only those whose income is under $1 million qualify. That's down from $2.5 million in the past. Some want the $1 million figure much lower. The Bush administration says $200,000. Sue Beitlick says somewhere in between is probably right.
There's groups going around saying, well, the South should have $350,000 and the North should have $180,000. We really don't believe we should pit farmer against farmer and commodity against commodity or region against region.
Jim Holt says Farm Bureau hasn't backed a certain limit yet, but does say
people of great means, I don't know how you can justify them having a Farm Bureau-derived payment.
Since prices for many crops and dairy products are very high right now and not needing government help, some analysts and lawmakers say this is a good time to switch directions and begin weaning farmers off of government programs. But a proposal by Representative Ron Kind to do that was flatly turned down in the House and isn't expected to surface in the Senate version. This farm bill also will provide help with conservation programs, ethanol projects, and building an export market. Sue Beitlick says consumers get help too.
A big portion, over 50%, is nutrition programs.
Besides food aid to needy families, this year there are efforts to add money for schools to buy directly from farmers. And there's a labeling provision that would let you know the country of origin for fruits, vegetables, and meat. The Senate is expected to start on its version of the farm bill in a few weeks. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.